Our focus word today is risk. Our scripture is all about risk. In today's stock market, this parable is hard to hear and think about our talents or money doubling so quickly and easily. But let's think about the context of our scripture. This was written during a time when wealthy families had slaves. Much of the time, the slaves were paying off a debt. It was unusual for a slave to be owned for a lifetime like it was in the early years of the United States. Once the debt or time was over, the slaves were free.
If you were a slave with a wealthy family, you had more prestige.
And many times, the slaves might run the store or the family business, or they might have very important duties. Many times, the slaves with the wealthy families had more privilege and more prestige and a better quality of life than a free, poor person. This is not to say that being a slave in antiquity was easy. It was not. A slave was owned by another person. They had no control over their bodies or their lives. And many slaves that worked in the home slept on the floor of the master's bedroom to be available at any moment. So let's break down our scripture and examine some of the metaphors, keeping in mind our key word, risk. First, the master in our text is most likely symbolic of Jesus. One commentator said the first risk named in this text is Jesus entrusting his disciples to carry on Jesus' teachings or using their talents. It's interesting that the master or Jesus knew each person's talents. The first and second slave took the risk, and in doing so, doubled the master's money. They were complimented for their risk-taking and their results. The third slave plays it safe and is scolded. Does Jesus want us to take risks? Did Jesus take risks? I'd say yes. In fact, one of the risks was to leave his safe place in Galilee and go to Jerusalem, which is where he is sharing this parable. In doing so, he is risking being discovered as a teacher of a new way by the religious authorities and by the Romans. His teachings were a threat to the way it was. So even his teachings were risky. Jesus' teachings often went against the establishment. He healed on the Sabbath. He spent time with undesirables, unclean, and women when it was unheard of in their culture. He spoke of the poor and the least of these, in which the establishment of the day could care less about. So, if the slaves were to take the master's talents and do something good with it, symbolically, this means we, Jesus' disciples, are not supposed to be playing it safe with our God-given talents. We are to be taking a risk in sharing God's love. We are to take risks in extending grace. We are to take risks in sharing with the poor and the oppressed. As John Buchanan said, faith, we think, because it's what we've been taught, is getting our personal theology right and then living a good life by avoiding bad things. Here, Jesus invites us to be his disciples, to live our lives as fully as possible by investing them, by risking, by expanding the horizons of our responsibilities. It is not so much believing ideas about Jesus as it is following him. As I give this message, I admit I have heard several
times this week by different people. I am overwhelmed. I am overwhelmed with world events. And I've heard, I'm only one person. What can I do? Let me tell you about one person. One person, Malala. She is a Pakistani education advocate who at age 17 became the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize after surviving an assassination attempt by the Taliban. Born July 12, 1997, Yalala became an advocate for girls' education when she herself was still a child, which resulted in the Taliban issuing a death threat against her. On October 9, 2012, a gunman shot Malala when she was traveling home from school. She survived and has continued to speak out on the importance of education. In 2013, she gave a speech to the United Nations and published her first book, I Am Malala. And in 2014, she won the Nobel Peace Prize. And this one person, Emma Gonzalez, born November 11, 1999. She is an American activist and advocate for gun control. As a high school senior, she survived the February 2018 Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida, and in response, co-founded the gun control advocacy group Never Again. Gonzalez gave a viral speech against gun violence, proclaiming, "We call BS on the lack of action by politicians funded by the NRA. Gonzalez continued to be an outspoken advocate on gun control, making high-profile media appearances and helping organize the March for Our Lives. Speaking at the demonstration, Gonzalez led a moment of silence for the victims of the massacre. She stood on stage for 6 minutes, which she observed was the length of the shooting spree itself. And this one person, Rosa Parks. Her refusal to give up her seat on a Montgomery bus led to an organized boycott and the city's removal of bus segregation. By the time she lit the march for the match for the Montgomery movement, Rosa had spent years working with the NAACP. She was an investigator for the brutal rape of Ressie Taylor, and Rosa was far more radical than she has been historically portrayed. She was a lifelong advocate, activist for the struggle for civil rights in the United States. Each of these women took risks. When we think we couldn't possibly be Malala, Emma, or Rosa, please know you could be. Or you could be the inspiration behind the next Malala, the next Emma, the next Rosa, by being their teacher, their nurse, their doctor, their mentor. We never know who or how we will affect another person as we share God's love and God's grace. We just need to keep taking the risk. God is with us as we take risks. Jesus urged us to take risks. Let's dare to share and risk using our talents to the fullest to make the world a better place. You may be asking, why are we talking about risk and creativity and being drawn in? We are talking about these things because we as a congregation are at a crossroad. I think it's a very exciting crossroad. We have 12,000 square feet of office space available in our building. We would love to lease it to a nonprofit, but this hasn't happened yet. Maybe God is telling us to risk and to do something new. If you have an idea of what that new thing is, please let me know. This congregation has been at a crossroad before. I believe we will come out of this stronger and more faith-filled. filled. When we get overwhelmed and think we are only one person, or we are afraid of trying something new or taking a risk, remember these words from Malala. When the whole world is silent, even one voice becomes powerful. Let's keep up the risk-taking and using our voice for God's great kingdom. Amen.